And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore terms and expressions in the English language. And today, we talk about a word that will help you talk about the best of times. That word is heyday. If you are in your heyday, you are in your prime. You are at the peak of your abilities. You are having your best days ever. Some people had their heydays when they were young, maybe in college or high school. They consider themselves past their prime. They might talk about those past experiences only, and not plan for new experiences in the future. These people might be stuck in their glory days. Other things besides people can have a heyday. If you are at the pinnacle of success, you could say your career is having a heyday. Also, a place, like a city, can have a heyday. And so can an industry. For example, I grew up in the Rust Belt of West Virginia. In its heyday, my hometown was known for its steel industry. In fact, every man in my family worked in the steel mills. But when the industry shrank, the steel factory jobs disappeared. The city fell on hard times, and today is still trying to recover. However, many other parts of West Virginia are having a tourism heyday because of the beautiful natural environment. So where does the word heyday come from? Some word experts say that it first appeared in English in the 16th century. As an interjection. An interjection is a word or cry, such as ouch, that expresses a sudden or strong feeling. So heyday was used to express extreme happiness or wonder. Around the same time, heyday was also used as a noun, meaning high spirits. Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary says it was not until the 18th century that the word was used to mean the period when one's achievement, or popularity, has reached its zenith. Usually, we use heyday in the singular form. Saying the plural, heydays, is a little less common. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.